7 minutes after 4 Central African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, we welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad early this Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 19th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 93, 94, and 95. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Qul, say ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Islam, peace be upon you. Rabbi, O my beloved Allah, my beloved sustainer, nourisher, provider, imma turiyanni ma yu'adun. If only you show me, O my beloved Allah, what they are promised. Meaning, I am begging you, petitioning you, ya Allah, show me some signs that how these people will be punished. So that was the wish, the desire of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Master alayhi salatu wasalam was begging Almighty Allah because these people were not prepared to listen to the message, the noble Quran and glorious Quran, or to the messenger. Rabbi, and then again, O my sustainer, nourisher, فَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Do not make me amongst those who are the oppressors, the wrongdoers, the transgressors. It's obvious that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will never be from the people who are the oppressors and transgressors. He, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was, is, will always be exclusively رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Chapter 21, verse 107. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe. So why did the Master alayhi salam recite these type of du'as and supplication? To set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Me and you, ordinary people, ordinary mortals, ordinary sinners, we must not become the people who are the zalims and the oppressors and the transgressors. So who are we? We must be people of justice and faith. First faith and then justice. Wa inna ala an nuriyaka ma na'iduhum laqadirun. Almighty Allah states, and surely we have all the power in showing you whatever we have promised them. So we see against the polytheists, the idol worshippers, the mushrikeen, how Almighty Allah showed his power. That in the battle of Badr, the first big battle we find where real combat took place, it was Friday 17th month of Ramadan, our fasting month, the second year after the Hijrah, the migration, and we see that 70 of the idol worshippers dispatched to the hellfire, 70 of them taken as captives, the Muslims, 14 of them were martyred, and their Mubarak bodies are there in Badr, so there between Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. So it shows that how Almighty Allah showed His power and who Almighty Allah will give victory to. It was the month of Muharram, the beginning of the 70 of the Hijrah and migration, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sahaba went to Khaybar, 150 kilos out of Medina Munawwara, and there they took on the Yahud, the Jews, and defeated them. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu played a prominent role, hence he is known as Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. And then in the 8th year after the migration, it was the 21st of Ramadan, and it was a Saturday, and then all the tables turned. Fateh Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah took place, 10,000 Sahaba, companion students of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam came and they conquered Makkah. The Arabs were wondering what is going to given to them, what will happen to them. Asylum, amnesty was given, and that was the turning point. They entered into Islam in their droves and droves. And you can see today, everybody agrees, unless you are a person, remember, you're suffering from just jaundice eyes, or you are a real bigot, then it's different, obviously. But if you just compare all the religions in the world, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, so everybody knows that Islam is growing the fastest in every part of the world almost. So because Islam has a natural system and there's a magnet involved, why will you wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to listen? So because the natural attraction Islam has and people gravitate towards Islam because the magnet, the natural system it is. Let us give you some news about 10 items quickly. See, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, he is a guy who is in charge. You must remember he is the commander-in-chief. But he is senile. The man doesn't know what he utters, you know. Few days ago, he said that the Russians are pulling out. He's supposed to say Ukraine. He said Fallujah. Fallujah is in Iraq. Now, in the weekend, he wants to thank the president. Instead of saying Cambodia, he says Colombia. Now, if you have such a sleepy president and commander-in-chief, that speaks volumes itself, you know. You see Bitcoin and cryptocurrency crashing down. So I told you that that is not permissible. And you see that what has happened, people who had millions now almost are like paupers, losing millions and millions. In Istanbul, the capital there, remember, the capital in this sense, the major city, capital is Ankara. So anyway, Istanbul, one of the major cities there in Turkey, bomb blast. Yeah, we don't know who was responsible. But minimum 6 people passed away, more than 80 of them injured, and now they have arrested a lady, it seems, but all that the information is still very, very sketchy. Allah Ta'ala protect Turkey and its people. India and Russia, remember, their dealings, their transactions are doubling, trebling, and it's going full steam and so forth. And it's good. Whether they deal with the ruble or they deal with the rupee, as long as they're marginalizing the dollar. So that's very good. South Africa should be taking lessons from them that you belong to BRICS. So what should happen? You should be increasing everything. But you know in South Africa how things go. Putin and the Iranian leader Raisi had bilateral talks, phone over the phone, and again Iran, and we don't agree with Iran's belief structure, we say they're not Muslim, but on all these other issues we agree that they must have the greatest arms, they must build up ties with Russia, China, all these people, and remember that they are going forging along. For you Jutlas and Zionists, I told you, you are not the chosen people, you are the cursed people. So see what happens in the weekend now. So this is in your Haaretz newspaper. So it's mentioned there that once the far right comes, because the President Herzog has told Netanyahu, now he must start forming his cabinet and government and so forth. So he's busy now, all the horse trading taking place. The far right have said, if we come into power, and they are going to come into power, they will make some amendments. The children, grandchildren of these Jutlas who are in Israel, they will not be allowed to make Aliyah. Aliyah means that from outside, in South Africa, Europe, America, New Zealand, Australia, these grandchildren, etc., will not be allowed to come to Israel. So there you have it. So you must remember, only Jutlas were allowed. 6 million Palestinians were not allowed. I told you that 6 million Holocaust story is a fairy tale. Remember that there's no such thing like 6 million, and even now their own people are admitting it. We're not rejecting the Holocaust, we're rejecting the number and the amount of 6 million. 6 million Palestinians are in the diaspora, so they must be allowed the right of return. Yes, Trump is in big trouble. Most of the candidates, he was now telling them that people must vote for them, and them in the midterm elections, they lost. So this has been a big dampener for him. And tomorrow when he makes his announcement, then there are people going to challenge him amongst his party. So remember, in the Republican camp, they have problems, all these old people like Trump. And in the Democrats, they have problems because Biden doesn't know what he speaks, and he's suffering from amnesia, and his deputy, also another disaster for America. In Iran, people are being sentenced now 5 years, 10 years for demonstrating and protesting and so forth and so on. And remember that in Tonga, now they have water running from in their houses and so forth. After 7 months, I contacted my family and they confirmed it last night. So Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah. A message from the President. The President says democracy cannot survive when there is poverty. So I want to ask you a question, President, in your cabinet. Can democracy survive when there is pala pala? Can democracy survive when your ministers are implicated in corruption? Can democracy survive when you yourself and so many others are not arresting and all looking for some excuses? So it shows that South Africa is going to be a failed state, and remember that, and they're borrowing money from everybody, and that will continue to be a curse for the generations to come. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. Okay, let me give you the rundown of today's programs, inshallah. 8:30 to 9, Mona Zahid Khan and myself. Today we will discuss New Zealand, inshallah. I've been there thrice with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then, inshallah, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, the commentary. And then 2 to 2:30 will be the report back. Our trip to Carltonville. So, mashallah, our brother Uwaisi is married now, so this week he's off. And the nikah took place there in Carltonville on Saturday. And thereafter, mashallah, tonight, the Q&A live with Mona Arafat Hatia and myself on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Barakallahu fi.
So I've got a sister from Pietermaritzburg. She says that I was told that Muslim females are not allowed to wear nail polish, but I was not given a reason why. Is it permissible or not for Muslim women to wear nail polish, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For Muslim women to wear nail polish is not permissible. Number one, it is imitating the non-Muslim culture. See how crazy they gone. British Airways, British Airlines, call them whatever, BA, that now they're allowing the men and women both can have makeup, both can wear skirts, all that. Now imagine you have a guy and he's serving you and he's filled with lipstick. Next one they will come, they'll tell the men you can wear woman underwear and tell the men, women they can wear men underwear. So these are the people, they have become the agents of Lucifer and Dajjal and Satan, remember that. So why can't you use it? One, imitating non-Muslim culture. Second one, this nail polish, the water does not go through it for your wudu, for your ghusl, for your ablution, for your bath. So then when that is not valid, so your salat, your prayer will not be valid. Third one, you must remember that you say no, in your menses and so forth, you will use it. So what happens if you die and pass away during that time? So you don't expect the ladies who are going to give you and bathe you to remove it. That also is not permissible. So therefore, that you must use, Islam gave you the better alternative and solution for all times, all places, all circumstances. Use mehendi, use henna. And that you ladies, it's sunnah for you to use that. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, encouraged the women that they should use henna mehndi. The hadith is mentioned clearly in Mishkat Sharif. So that is what you should do. Any time of the year is permissible. You don't have to wait for Eid day or your day of your nikah and so forth. So that is what you should use, my sister.
I see, Jonathan says that I'm not, he says I'm back, but I'm not here to fight or argue with you, AK. What you have to say now about the bomb that took place in Istanbul, you guys killing your own people. Why don't you talk about it? Jonathan Ustad.
I just gave it now in the news. Where are you, my brother Jonathan? You hearing with one eye, with one ear again. So selective hearing, selective amnesia. Now when I gave, you must remember the news round, news, international news, global news. I said Istanbul has been rocked with a bomb. 6 people passed away. More than 80 people injured. And I said that they say they arrested a woman or on the verge of arresting her, but as yet they don't know exactly who it is. If you study Turkey, Istanbul, so you must remember this. In the past, the Kurdish people will also have something to do with that. And then you know that the Israelis or the Americans and them also have an axe to grind with Turkey and so forth. Now, first time in 4 years, remember, a Turkish envoy will be going to Israel and so forth. We don't say for this case here that Israel is behind it or America is behind it, but they both are haramis. You must remember that. You know your people are haramis, and you know what harami means, a big B. So remember this, that everybody in the world knows. United Nations also now, they took the vote, and more, 90% of the countries voted against the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. And you know, yesterday, you on my group, or I asked your brothers, I sent out an article, you must remember, from the Jews, and they say the time has come for the Jutlas to pack up and leave Israel. Because they acquired the land, the country, everything fraudulently. The whole thing was one big fraud, and we agree with that from day one. You're a fraudulent nation, illegal nation, and haramis.
I see, Arthur says that, is Putin actually losing the war in Ukraine, or is the media just giving people false hopes? Ustad, Arthur.
The media is controlled by the Zionists, is controlled by America, controlled by Europe, and so forth. So remember, Putin knows exactly what he's doing. 100%, they lost over 100,000 men, the Russians. But if you look on the Ukrainian side, and all they are lackeys and all their comrades, cronies, they lost much, much more. So from Kherson, he pulled out and so forth. So he'll come from the other side and attack them. He's setting them up, and he knows what the Quran says. When you are in a war, then which type of tactics and strategy you must use. So you must make like you're pulling out and then take them by surprise from the other side. So that's exactly what he's doing. So that is strategic maneuvering. And then the media says that Zelensky and Ukraine are beating the hell out of the Russians. Now, I heard the news was 4 o'clock BBC before I came down. They say that now when the Ukrainians are coming, they seeing the whole of Kherson is finished. So you must remember disaster after disaster after disaster. For them to regain and recover will take years and years and so forth. 2 million Ukrainians have left approximately and are gone to Russia, are gone to other countries, some are gone to Israel, but they're not really welcome there. So that is your figures. So there's a lot of manipulation. They will tell you that Putin got cancer. They will tell you he's very, very ill. But Putin is putting them in the right place. Therefore, he's a big harami. Remember that, Putin. Don't play with him. But we make dua, he become Muslim. Ameen, and then Ameen. He become our commander-in-chief. We can't bear. We rely on these people. Yeah, our Muslim countries. Now they're going to meet in Bali, G20. So now you find Biden and Xi Jinping. They will be meeting there, the Chinese leader. They can't meet. They can meet here in Muslim countries. In Indonesia, they'll be meeting very soon. So you must remember, we can rely on the stunpot Arab dictators and haramis, murtads. They are not even Muslim, majority of them, the leaders. So therefore, we need a strong guy who can take on the West. Tell them, come you America, we're waiting for you. Come you NATO, we're waiting for you. Come you Jutlas, we're waiting for you. So that is what we need. Allah give him Islam. We make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Ameen, Ameen, Thumma Ameen. Somebody says, Ustad, picture making is haram. So what about CCTV, Ustad?
So you must remember that CCTV is permissible, and that is our fatwa and verdict for security reasons, especially in countries like South Africa and so forth, where the crime rate is so much, you know, that every second, third person now is a crook. You can just see what is happening in South Africa. We have become one of the crime capitals of the world. We have become the gay capital of the world, Cape Town, one of the gay capitals. We have become one of the gender violence capital of the world. We have become the rape and murder capital of the world. So for your own hifazat and so forth and your own protection, you have CCTV in your shop, in your warehouse, in your house. So all that, our fatwa verdict will be that for security purposes it is permissible.
What should we say, Ustad, after yawning? If you quote any reference also will help, Ustad.
Remember that in Islam, at-tathawub. Tathawub is that yawning. إِذَا تَثَاوَبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَضَعْ يَدَهُ عَلَىٰ فَمِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ. So in Islam we say, when a person yawns, then place your hand, your right hand, left hand, just turn it around, and you know your knuckles and so forth you place by your mouth, because the Satan enters there. Therefore, at-tathawub min ash-shaytan is a sign of laziness. So what should you read? Read now with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kasali. O Almighty Allah, I seek your protection from laziness. The hadith mentioned authentic in Sunan Nasai. Imam Nasai rahimahullah in his Sunan Nasai has mentioned in Kitabul Isti'adha, the chapter of seeking Allah's protection, the greatest amount of ahadith in the famous compilations, 65 different subchapters he has brought. So beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protection from laziness. A Muslim must be proactive and not reactive. A Muslim must be energetic and not be a person who's lazy and lethargic and exhausted half the time. Nay. Next one you read, that A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, because he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us, fa inna shaitana yadkhulu fi, the shaitan goes inside. So Quran teaches us Surah 7, chapter 7, verse 200, wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun fasta'iz billah, that when the shaitan shaitan attacks you, assaults you, give you a vaccine. So then seek Allah Ta'ala's protection. Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All these type of du'as and supplications you can read.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see somebody says here that why has Russia not yet beaten Ukraine to a pulp? Ustad, anonymous.
Russia is alone. It's got Iran with it to a certain extent. And remember the other side, European Union, 27 countries. Then they got America. Then they got Israel. Everybody helping this way, that way. So how the Taliban, they in Afghanistan, were taking on 48 countries, remember that. So the coalition, America cannot fight alone. They always come with the coalition. And you know what the Haramis did there in Iraq with their coalition? Weapons of mass destruction, which turned out to be the biggest lie of the century. And they murdered more than 500,000. The Jutlas and Jutlis were involved. Then Madeleine Albright, she said, is worth it to kill 500,000 children of Iraq. Over 1 million people killed, and Bush and Blair still running around free. They must be hanged in public. They are war criminals according to Islam. So remember that. So they have Iman and faith, the Taliban, and they took 48 countries on, defeated them, gave them such a whooping and thrashing. Even Trump said the worst defeat in the history of America. So that is what you need. So now remember, Russia is taking on 30 countries approximately, and they alone, but they don't have Iman, majority of them. So therefore it will take them a long time, but they are defeating them. There's no question about that. But inshallah, the more Mujahideen from Afghanistan join them, the more people remember from Iran join them, the more people remember from other, the Chechens join them, then inshallah victory will come to them sooner rather than later. Yeah, Putin must just carry on for another 3 months. Remember that, December, January, February, and then he will freeze them to death or to poverty. And so already is happening. You must remember, Rishi Rich and all of them are worrying now. He's flying to Bali and he says that I'm going to fight the inflation and we're going to bring it down. But you know that the inflation is already running out of control. In Europe, in Britain, some countries already have double-digit inflation. So huge problems for all of them, all courtesy of Putin.
I see Ryan says, but don't you think that Russia is supposed to be a superpower country instead of United States to start?
So you must remember that what happened to United States. We are a super country and you had 47 other countries. They couldn't defeat Taliban. They in Afghanistan, people who don't even have one plane. They don't even have an army. Ragtag army they have. So war is not easy, my brother. Ask the Israeli Jutlas. They got everything and they can't beat the Palestinians. So they know how to kill children, they know how to arrest people and so forth. So remember that war is a difficult business. So inshallah, justice will prevail and the enemies will be defeated.
Let's go to Olivia. She says, hi AK, it's Olivia here. You people don't celebrate Christmas, but you celebrate your Prophet's birthday. Peace be upon him. Is this not the same as Islamic Christmas? Olivia, Ustad.
Remember this three-part question. Number one, first of all, you must prove to me, my sister Olivia, that Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran, and his mother's name, Maryam radiallahu anha, 34 times in the noble Quran. So prove to me in the Bible or authentic sources that Jesus was born on 25th of December. You must prove it to me. Go to your pastor, priest, pope. You can't prove it anywhere. So this is another case where they have fooled you. You must remember that. Herd mentality and so forth. When we study the noble Quran, we find Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, his Milad Mubarak, his honorable birth took place during summer months. Summer months in Palestine and today occupied Palestine is during June, July and so forth. Not this December. I've been June, July there. I've been in December there. So remember, it is midwinter. And if you look at the Quran and study Surah Maryam, so you must remember chapter 19. You should do this, my sister. And then you will find the story, the incident, the narrative of Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. Chapter 19 and verses 16. And you go right up to, so remember, so you can say verse 30, for example. So till day, mashallah, you will find all the incidents and all the lessons there. So chapter number 19, verses 16 to 30, 31, 32 also. So I just read for you one verse. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Chapter 19, verse 25. Shake the trunk of the tree. Just shake it slightly, and the fresh dates will fall. So remember, Allah made arrangements for her water. So that shows this happened in summer. Go study Luke, L-U-K-E. Go look in the Bible, my sister. And the shepherds were grazing with their animals. That will not happen in winter. That will happen in summer. So that is already giving you proof. So it shows that the Christian church, the Pope, he said there's no hope for the Pope to read the Bible. None of them even met Jesus. Luke, John, Matthew. So remember, the Bible today is corrupted. Therefore, no Christian leader can speak the truth. When you speak about the Bible, there are so many different versions of it. The versions get confused. Regarding Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable birth, auspicious birth, we say Milad Mubarak took place on 20th April, the year 571, Gregorian calendar. The time was 4:35 a.m. Why? That time there. So born in Makkah Mukarrama, the greatest city. Time 4:35. Why? That's the time, that's Subah Sadiq, that is the time when the darkness is gone and the noor, the radiance, the effulgence goes on. Till today, the Master alayhi salatu salam's Noorani message and the effulgence and radiance is spreading. Check, see chapter 14, verse number 1. What is your function, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that you must take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the radiance of Islam. Take them out from blasphemy, take them out from kufr and shirk, take them away from Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, Buddhism, thisism, and bring them to the beauty of Islam. So we celebrate, if you want to use the word, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the Master every day in our life. You see, my father passed away, my mother passed away. I say my late father, my late mother. But for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we never use that word. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam is in our heart day and night. So therefore, my sister, that we don't confine it to one day. We say every day we love the Master sallallahu alaihi wasalam. Every day we will take the message of the Messenger and we will propagate it throughout the world. We have the best and we want to share it with the rest. So that is what you need to understand. And we the only people on the face of the earth that have a scripture and constitution that has no amendments to it. First amendment, second, no. Allah has preserved and protected the noble Quran, chapter 15, verse number 9, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till the age of 40 in Makkah Mukarrama, and then when the revelation came, it brought the biggest revolution in the history of humanity. So that is our message. So every day for us is Miladun Nabi, Hubbun Nabi, Ittiba'un Nabi. We love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than we love ourselves. We take the message of the Messenger and present it to the entire world without being apologetic and compromising.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, sister Alina, she wants to know, she says, please tell me who the devil is, because everybody knows about him, but nobody cares to avoid him. Alina, Ustad.
My sister Alina, I'm not sure at this point here, are you Muslim or non-Muslim, but it doesn't matter. I just want to show you the beauty of your name. So if you are a Muslim lady and sister, then you should spell your name as Alina. How do you spell Alina? So it means that A-L-L-E-E-N-A. Alina means the superior quality of dates. Ma qata'tu millinatin. You see, Quran, you understand the beauty, the glory, the style of the Arabic language. If you're non-Muslim, you keep Lina, Alina as you want. But if you want a good meaning, although you're non-Muslim, it's fine, then you pronounce it Alina, the superior quality of dates.
She says she's a Christian believer.
No problem. When I was in St. Petersburg, Moscow, the lady at the hotel where I had to check in, I asked her what's her name. She said Maryam, or she had it written there on a, you know, on a tag. So I asked her, you Muslim? She said, no, I'm Christian. I said, it's fine. But Maryam is a Muslim name. It means Abida, to be the worshipper of Allah. So you, my sister, Alina, I just want to show you the beauty of your name. So now, my sister, I give you one verse and then I'll leave you, right? So you must remember that here all Almighty Allah teaches us, Shayatween al-insi wal-jinni yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. You get Satan, Lucifer in human form, and you get them in the jinn form. And what do? They collude with one another. How they collude with one another? They master the oratory skills. You see the herd mentality. You must take a vaccine. You must do this. You must do this. Our crazy politicians in South Africa, Ministry of Education, say unisex toilets. We must get rid of the boys' toilets and girl toilet. Have one toilet. Now that is what you call Satan in human form. Remember that. You got 100,000 girls pregnant already in school. And now you promote this. You can't even get the match newspaper correct. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing, impotent. And this is how they deceive people. Go read the Quran, my sister, chapter 6 and verse 112. So you get them in the jinn form, invisible. And human form, everyone who invites towards falsehood is Satan, whether his name is Muslim or non-Muslim, whether he's politician or not politician. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.